on the Yava Yahweh Internet Network, John chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 3, the Spirit of Yava. What is the Spirit of Yava? John 3, let the Scripture do the talking. Now, and chapter 3, verse 3, Messiah answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Verse 5, Verily I say unto thee, verily, verily, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of Yahweh. That's John chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, by the way, in 3:16 it says, Messiah, when he was immersed, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of Yahweh descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then backing up in this same chapter to chapter 3, John is saying, Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed immerse you with water unto repentance. And he that comes after me is mightier than I, and whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall immerse you with a Ruach HaKadosh, with a spirit, separated spirit, and with fire. That's commonly called the holy, but we don't use that term. The Ruach HaKadosh, and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. That was a reading from John 3. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that favor may abound? Yahweh forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us were immersed into Messiah, the anointed one, that we are immersed into his death. We need to be immersed into Messiah. Acts chapter 2, still in the Brit Kadashah, in the second chapter of Acts. And we're going to go somewhere around verse 38 there in the Scriptures. Peter said unto them, Repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh. Now, as we turn to the GiveShare website, that's giveshare.org, the Pure Spirit, found there in Acts chapter 2, as we back up the day of first fruits, and they were all filled with the Ruach HaKadosh. They were all filled with the Pure Spirit. Acts chapter 10, with the Pure Spirit poured out on the Gentiles as well. Also Acts 11. And 1 Corinthians 12, by one Spirit we were all immersed into one body. By one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 there. Receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit, which literally comes and abides within, supplying the sublime love, which alone can fulfill the law and produce righteousness. And thus we are immersed by the Spirit into the body of the Anointed One, into Yahushua the Anointed One. And He is the Bridegroom. We are the Bride, the true assembly of Yahweh. We believe in a true change in life and attitude, and that only those who have the indwelling presence of and are being led by the Ruach HaKadosh are the Messiahs. Scripture evidence of thus being immersed by the Spirit is the fruit of the Spirit, found in Galatians chapter 5. That's also in the newer scriptures. Galatians 5:22. And we also mentioned Matthew 7:20, if you could please look that one up. Some manifestations of the Spirit are regulated in Scripture by 1 Corinthians 14. Some manifestations there of the Spirit. I don't think that today we'll have time to address the manifestations of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is the most important, first of all. And that's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is a law. Meekness and temperance. But there is no law against temperance. And they are of Messiah's, have impaled the flesh with the affections and lusts. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. No competitions, in other words, is another word there. Let's not be desirous with trying to get a higher position. Well, there's nothing wrong with trying to do a good job and be promoted in the job, but to not try to outdo everybody else in the world and forget about competitions and rivalry. I know that's in the Christian church, that's encouraged. To be competitive, and they like their sports, things like that. But it doesn't take long to get to an extreme and be hung up on the idea. Let's just do everything by competition. Let's have a bananathon and see who can slip quicker, slip quicker into what? Into sin. To put on the full armor, Ephesians chapter 6. This is verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good any man does, the same shall he receive of Yahweh, whether he be a bondman or free man. Verse 11, put on the whole armor. So we're to be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the evangel or gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of the salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is, what is the word, what is the sword of the Spirit? Well, it tells you here in Galatians 6:17, which is the word of Yahweh. So that's the most important thing, is take up the word. Don't take up what we think some spirit out there is telling us what to do. And then on the other hand, contrary-wise, to the extreme, to the opposite, the Spirit supposedly is telling some other believer to do the opposite thing. One tells him to commit adultery, the other says, don't commit adultery. So there's no standard there at all. We have to go to the Word. The Spirit is the Word of, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of Yahweh. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You're good. Find out more information by going to the GiveShare.org website. And here's an article on the Trinity here. So that's GiveShare.org under Bible Study. And this study 161 on the Trinity, it's 15 pages. So I don't have the time allowed to give you that much here. You can read it for yourself, though. Study 161 on GiveShare Bible Study. And Walking in the Spirit, we're going to do that one. Now, Walking Bible Study number 167. What is the walking in the Spirit? Understanding the Scripture on walking. Studying Yahweh's Word, a number of Scriptures that cover different parts of the same action. Walking with Yahweh and the leading of the Spirit. Galatians 5, before the passage we read, Paul said, walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Living our lives, Yahweh's way requires us to rely on the Spirit for guidance and power to become overcomers. Colossians 1:9. The Apostle Shaul, or Paul, shares that he's been praying continually for the Colossians, they might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh, that they would please Yahweh in everything, bear fruit in every good work, increase in the knowledge of Yahweh. When we walk in a way, or live in a way that honors Yahweh, our behavior is meeting with standards of being set apart. Also 1 Peter 1:14, my friend, but I don't have that here. That's 1 Peter 1:14-16. And the walking process. So far, this discussion is centered on what it means to walk with Yahweh. Now, we've got to understand this process being accomplished in your individual life. One may feel there's a slight problem in the human's operational manual, and that it does not contain all the mechanics of living by the power of the Spirit. Our operations manual is the Scripture. It gives some guidelines in regard to this spiritual activity. An exact program is not given for living by the Spirit, because it varies from person to person of living by the Spirit, as long as it doesn't contradict Yahweh's Word. And there's many, many scriptures on many activities, many types of behavior, that first of all, we must consult the scriptures, beginning with the first place it was ever mentioned. As that's our basis, that's our foundation. So we'd go back to wherever that might be, whether it would be the book of Exodus or what. And the process we're studying is covered at length in the text in Ephesians 5. Several direct commands are included that we need to obey if we're to walk consistently with Yahweh. First, we are to be imitators of Yahweh. We're to conform ourselves to His character. That requires walking in love, just as Yahusha Messiah loved us and gave Himself for us as an offering in Yahweh. But, of course, then we'd have to define what love is. Love is laying our life down for a friend. It's also obedience, 1 John 5, 1 John 3 as well. No impurity, greed, or immorality is to be allowed or even named among us. Now, of course, if we accidentally fall, you know, and we do that many times, then we've got to repent, get up, and clean the dirt off our by having Yahusha the Messiah wash our sins away. But we don't continually, day after day, just keep committing the same sin. I don't think that that's repentance. But if we struggle with something, I've seen dope peddlers who are dope users struggle so hard with trying to give up the drugs. And I commend them because they are struggling with it. They're still trying to get closer to Yahweh all the time. Even though they have taken these drugs, it's one of those habit things that they can't quit, you know. They just have to go to extremes to get rid of that, don't we? Yeah. Another is the sexual addiction to different things. Discernment must be developed by reading the Word, so we can't be deceived with empty words. We're not to be involved in the dark lifestyle of unbelievers or nominal Christians, but to live as children of light and to produce fruit of goodness and righteousness. Care should be given that we walk in wisdom, not foolishness, using our time to please Yahweh. How are you going to do that? Well, we read the Word, we pray, we try to help ourselves, try to help someone else. Not only must one refrain from foolishness, but one must increase our understanding of Yahweh's will. So we could look back there at verse 17 of that chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 17 there. And let me get that up for you again here in my King James. Whereunto be not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is. And then it says in the next chapter, in 6:6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Yahweh, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart. Well, even if we can't do it from the heart, at least we're going to be doing it. That's better than not at all, but we ought to be doing it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Sometimes you say it can't be done, but it certainly can. He will wrought His righteousness by His Spirit in us. The Messiah can accomplish this, and He promised to save us completely and to keep us completely. And that's, how do we obey His commands? Ephesians 5:18, be not drunken with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. We're not to develop a lifestyle of excessive use of wine, which is an uncontrolled lifestyle. Instead, we are to let the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit of Yahweh, control our lives more and more all the time, until we're totally influenced or filled with the Spirit. Now, to do this, we must willingly surrender to Yahweh's control every day. Willingly surrender. And back to Romans 6 again. It tells us our old man was impaled with Yahweh and that our body of sin was destroyed. Therefore, we should no longer be slaves to sin, but we rely on Yahushua Messiah as our Savior, and we're set free from sin. We now have a new master, that's Yahushua, our governor, some say Lord, but we say Master Yahushua HaMashiach, the Master Yahushua. We need to reckon ourselves or count ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to Yahweh through Yahushua. Romans 6, also chapter 7 and chapter 8. That's Romans 6 tells how our old sinful nature was. Romans 7 is, well, what's the question? How are we going to get out of it? And Romans 8 gives the answer by the Spirit. Romans chapter 8. The power sin had over us was removed by Messiah at our conversion. And we are to count this as the truth by putting a stop to sinning. We are to present ourselves to Yahweh as a new creation, as if we've been resurrected from the dead and are new beings. Our bodies are now instruments of righteousness to Yahweh. And so far, we're approximately 15-some minutes into this internet broadcast, this MP3. Realization that one is free from sin is sin's stronghold enables and frees us to live as if this is the truth. Now look at our past life, you know, think of the things we used to do. Maybe we still do this, but how much less? Now, we don't do that as nearly as much as we used to. This sinful habit, or this, you know, some things we think are sin, some are not even sin. So, and those who fall into sexual immorality, it doesn't necessarily make them an immoral person and a pervert. You know, a pervert is somebody who makes employment through life an obsession of immoral things, not just somebody who keeps stumbling all the time and is having a tough life, and every temptation comes along, and you know, you don't get help from this person or that person. It doesn't seem like anybody is helping. So that's that's a tough road. It's a tough road to hoe there, ain't it? Dependence on Yahweh's Spirit is necessary to give power for living separated Kodesh lives, or separated pure lives. If you want to walk with Yahweh, His Spirit is there to help and empower us. The journey of our Spirit-led life begins with our first step. The first and most important command heard in Yahweh's army by the soldier is forward march. Let's hear that deep, deep, deep Spirit, that deep country Spirit, and that smiling voice of Jim McDonald.
There's a feeling I had when I woke up this morning. It's as welcome as a sunshine after the rain. And it came without warning, but it came here to stay. It brings hope for tomorrow and peace for today. It's a deep, deep, deep country Spirit. It's as easy to see as the smile on my face. It's like knowing a song the first time you hear it. It's the deep, 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 deep country Spirit. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And there's a deep, deep, country spirit. It's as easy to see as the smile on my face. It's like knowing a song the first time you hear it. It's the deep, 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 deep country spirit. It's the deep,
thank you, James. Jim McDonald there. A reminder that we need to always have a little lilt in our spirits and walk in the spirit, you know. It's kind of hard when we're pushing traffic there at 5 o'clock. Ezekiel chapter 9 here on YahvehYahweh.name. Ezekiel 9:4, and Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of that city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said, in my hearing, go after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have you take any pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my set-apart place, commonly called a sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Ezekiel chapter 9. So the Spirit sets that mark upon us. In the book of John and the Evangels, let's look at chapter 6. Now it's 627 in that ever-loving book. Messiah answered and said, verily I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has Yahweh the Father sealed. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of Yahweh? Messiah answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe on him whom he has sent. That was found in John 6. Next to Ephesians chapter 1. That's Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. And I trust that you're getting some encouragement out of this program here. And drop me a line if you have any complaints about, to StephanYah@YahvehYahweh.name. Ephesians 1, 13, in whom that we should be to the praise of his esteem, who first trusted in Messiah, in whom you also trusted after that you had heard the word of truth, the evangel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Ruach HaKadosh of promise. You were sealed with the pure spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his power. And the word earnest there does not equal guarantee. It's the earnest of our spirit, the promise, or equity. That's the Greek words 7-8. It's the mind of the anointed one that can be in us. Philippians. Now we'll turn right to the next book, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Yahusha the Anointed One, who being in the form of Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yahweh. He's not robbery to be equal with the Father. The mind of Yahweh that can lead us, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That'd be 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of Yahweh. The deep deep, deep things. For what Yahweh, rather what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of Yahweh knows no man but the spirit of Yahweh. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Ruach HaKadosh teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receives not the things of the spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. See, so it is, you're not going to judge, whether this person is going to heaven or hell. No, you're not going to take away Messiah's job. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Are you a good judge of character? See, it's okay to be a judge of character as long as you're rightly judging. As I think in John 7:27, he says, judge righteous judgment. He himself is judge of no man, for who has known the mind of Yahweh that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Messiah. So you have to have the mind of Messiah in you. It's the sound mind that we so much need in these times of fear, and that gives us the power to know the Almighty Yahweh and to overcome. Romans chapter 8, and the real sense, the Ruach HaKadosh, is the Anointed One. The Ruach HaKadosh is the Messiah in us. He is the Ruach HaKadosh, the Anointed One, the Comforter that he promised his disciples. Not some other entity or being, but the Savior himself. Romans 8, 9-16. Romans 8, 9 now. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. The Spirit of Yahweh tabernacles in you. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Messiah, he is none of his. And if Messiah be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If Messiah be in you, the body is dead. So sin is dead in us. Well, you say, well, I don't find that phenomenon. I still have temptation. Well, so did Paul. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Messiah from the dead dwell or tabernacle in you, the Spirit of Yahweh tabernacle with you, he that raised up Messiah from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. For you have not received your spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. It says that here the pronoun is itself. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. And we are, if children, then we're heirs of Yahweh and joint heirs with Messiah. And if we suffer with him, that we may be also magnified together with him. I reckon that the sufferings at this present time are not worthy to be compared with a esteem which shall be revealed in us. He wrote there in Romans. And let's go on to John 16. He promised us the Ruach HaKadosh. He said, I'll send you the Comforter. That was in the book of John. And verse 16, which says that the disciples would see the Savior because he would go to the Father. How would they see him? They would see him in the form of the Comforter. They would see him in their hearts and minds, changing them and guiding them into all truth. It says here in verse 7 now, nevertheless, or rather, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me not. Or rather, you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. Howbeit then, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14, he shall magnify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. The address of that was 16th chapter of John. The Ruach HaKadosh is not a separate person from Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son. It is not some third person of a Roman Catholic Trinity, a doctrine invented in the Dark Ages. But it certainly is the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of Truth. In John chapter 17, sanctify, or rather set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he says there that we may be one with him. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, and that the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That was the Messiah speaking. And then the Messiah also speaks from Genesis through the book of the Revelation. That's the Messiah speaking. It was not the Father. It was actually the Son. We heard from the Father, or we read about the Father speaking in only several places there. Like there was a scripture there at the beginning when he said, Behold, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That was one of the few places we actually hear the Father speaking. But Messiah said that you have not heard nor seen his shape nor heard his voice at any time. So to finish up, we'll go to Revelation chapter 22. So there is a lot more to be studied about the Spirit. If you would like to do that, go to a concordance, look up the word Spirit, and that'll lead you to a lot of scriptures. You can get free software from the E5 group, or from the Sword of the Spirit. E-Sword is the name of that. That way you can. But I know the E5 was interactive, and in that I can actually click on a word that's in the scriptures, like pure river, and immediately, the meaning of that will come up, and I can get that also from the Greek or the Hebrew concordance. But the meaning will come up in a Strong's concordance. That's your armchair Christian concordance there. But you can also go on deeper to the lexicon with the E5 software. If you go back to their very first disc that they ever released for doing scripture study, it's really awesome. $5. So, Revelation 22, and I want to thank you for joining us in this broadcast today, in this internet cast today, and for clicking over here to YahvehYahweh.name. Verse 16, I, Messiah, has sent my messenger to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. The bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. So the bride is also saying, come here. That's us. That's the assembly, which you're a part of, right? The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Shalom.